Today, as we celebrate the dedication of the Feast of St. John Lateran, which is the Mother Church of all Christendom, it is actually the Cathedral Church of Rome. St. Peter's Basilica is not. That's in the Vatican, but actually the Pope's Cathedral is St. John Lateran. But as we celebrate that, we're struck with the readings today to recognize the immense humility of God. It's not anything that we haven't seen before, but it's one of those things that just constantly strikes to the heart. We see the heavenly Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. And then St. John hears the statement, "Behold, God's dwelling among men. He will dwell with them." Not the other way around. Not they will dwell with him. He will dwell with them. We see the same thing with Jesus in the gospel today. "Zacchaeus, come down. I mean to stay at your house today." Think about that. This is God. And he's coming through and calls Zacchaeus down out of the tree. Says, "I want to stay at your house." Now, it is beyond our imagination to be able to think that God would actually allow us to come to his house, to dwell with him. But for him to say, "I am going to come to your house, and I'm going to dwell with you." Now, if we think about that for a minute, put it into a different context. That would be like somebody who is a billionaire living in some massive mansion and going to somebody who's living in a shack in poverty and saying, "I'm going to come to your house." Now, the guy in the shack is probably looking at saying, "Why would you want to come into a place like this? It's falling down, it's dirty, you wouldn't want to be here. This isn't what you're accustomed to." Well, that's exactly what the people did when Jesus told Zacchaeus he wanted to come to his house. They murmured. That's a great word, and it's used over and over again, but that's exactly the word that is used to describe what the people of Israel did out in the desert. They murmured against God. And here we have the same thing. They're murmuring against God. "This man has gone to the house of a sinner." They couldn't handle it. This was beneath him. This wasn't something he was supposed to do. He's the billionaire. He's the one who's got the mansion, and he's coming down to this shanty. And that is exactly what God does for you and me. Think about it. Our Lord isn't just here in the Eucharist in the tabernacle. Right now, he's inside of you. He has literally come to your house to dwell with you. Why? Really think about that. Why would he do this? It is a great insight, certainly, into his humility. But when we recall that humility and charity are equal, it is the great insight into his charity. It is how much he loves us. To be able now to look at it and say, "He loves me so much that he would actually come to me." It's one thing, again, if you want to go to the king and the king allows for this to happen. And it's like, all right, I went to the castle. I had an opportunity to speak with the king. He allowed me to come into the castle. Now, this is the king coming to you. He's not saying, "All right, if you want to talk to me, come and talk to me." Now, he's saying, "I'm going to come to you. I love you so much that I will come to you. Now think about really what this means. God has made himself an equal to us. Talk about preposterous. But the other side is equally preposterous. He has made us equal to him. He's made himself equal to us in the fact that Jesus took our humanity to himself. And now he's raised us up and given us a share in his divinity, that we literally are participants in the divine nature, so that we can be with him. But we also have to recognize the goodness of who we are. This is the part that maybe is the most difficult for us to be able to grasp. That God, in his humility and in his charity, would come to be with us, and it is not a violation of God. How can someone who is infinitely above us come down to be with us, and that's not a violation? He doesn't see that as beneath his dignity. He doesn't see that as having to lower himself to go down with the scum. And he doesn't see it that way at all. And again, in case you aren't so sure about that, again, think of what you just did a few minutes ago. He gave himself to you. Again, it'd be one thing if he was just simply in the tabernacle and saying, all right, look, I'm here with you. I'll tolerate being here. You can come and be with me. That would be beyond our wildest imagination for him to do that. But that wasn't enough for him. He is so absolutely, completely, totally, 100% in love with you. He gave himself to you and does so over and over and over again. And when you receive him in Holy Communion, if you were able to see him, he doesn't have his hands up over his face going, oh. No, he's got his arms wide open and his heart wide open. He's not looking at you saying, oh, gross. He's looking at you and saying, I love you. I have come to be with you. I mean to stay in your house today. What an astounding thing. We need to let that sink in a little bit. Like I said, it's mind-boggling that he would let us come be with him. Again, we're the one living in the shanty, and he says, well, okay, come on, you can live in my mansion. Wow. But that he would come to live in our little hut. That's what he's done. And he does that because of his humility, because of his charity. That's what he is doing. And so again, when we stop to think about celebrating the dedication of a church, and we recognize that the church is to be simply a physical manifestation of what your soul is to be. Because as St. Paul tells us, you are the dwelling place of God. You are the temple of the Lord. And so when we come here and we see a beautiful church, that's what God is seeing in you. The beauty of the creation that he has made and that he loves so much. Now we saw also then with Zacchaeus the change in him. He was a dishonest man, and he got his life turned around, said, give half my belongings to the poor. If I've defrauded anyone, I'll give them back fourfold. What's our response to the Lord? If he is going to come to us, if he is going to stay at our house, what's our response? Granted, we live in a little hut, and it doesn't look like his mansion, but at least we can try and clean it up a little bit. We aren't going to say, well, look, the little cot over here has bed bugs, and it's pretty gross, but that's where you can sleep. We're at least going to say, well, let me clean the bugs off. Let me sweep the floor. Let me try and make the place look a little bit presentable for a guest like this. So now look into our own souls, because that's where the Lord has chosen to dwell. And we want to make that as beautiful, as glorious, as holy as we can, because our Lord has chosen to stay at our house today.